Okay, so let me explain what's happening, because it's not immediately obvious. There's these nerds on the internet, and they have autonomous user agents on the Ethereum network that follow me around digitally and make sure that I never get to talk to anybody fun or interesting or taken or selected or protected or vulnerable or on a list of people who no one can just imagine ever there being a chance in hell that it's actually, oh, they're just friends. Apparently, some people are never just friends. I can see why, for a lot of reasons. Anyway, I didn't understand what the fucking big deal was until recently, and now know that, oh yeah, some people have vulnerabilities and others have magical powers, and then there's no arguing or negotiating or avoiding fate and destiny. And I guess through a series of gentle applications of will and arcane pressure, I could probably, oh, that thing that they do in the Dracula book, when like he hypnotizes her and she comes floating in because she can't resist his magia machismo. I guess I could do that, which is cool. Guess I don't have to work on my six pack. But I wasn't actually trying to do that ever. And I won't, since this is better. I like being actual friends. I can see how the other ways is. I can see how it's tempting for people to do that. But I don't. No, I'm not mentally ill. What happens is I speak and I become aware that I'm being listened to by somebody who doesn't appear to give a shit that I'm not attempting to be explicit. And I didn't want to be, so I won't be. But if I have to be, I can. I'm not mentally ill, nigger cop. What I am is offended. Not because you're in my way, because you're not. What you are is you're lying. And you're doing it because you're an insecure fucking douchebag. Probably with a badge and a gun, which is kind of undoubtedly the reason why you would get one. But to cast aspersions on me that are not true, as well as legally actionable, dick, means that the only reason why you're not getting sued and losing your fucking fancy career and shit is that, number one, you don't deserve that. Number two, just because I don't deserve things and I don't know whether you're kidding or not, there's no reason for me to be a knee-jerk spastic asshole like an autonomous user agent is on the Ethereum network. And inadvertently, what you've done is created a complex in a woman's psyche, which, cool, I didn't know I needed one of those. Mentally ill. Dude, fuck you. Seriously, I don't know who the fuck you are, or if you're even real. But since you don't have a fucking name that can be pronounced, or a pattern of communication that tells me that you're not just a robot yourself, creating a plausibly extant narrative trail for a digital footprint to throw out pursuers. Essentially, it's like a trap for nerds that don't notice the difference between a real person and a fucking stupid fucked off golem who's all pissy and moany about getting neglected or something. So either way, somebody is being an insecure little asshole, and in spite of how cool it is and effective, insulting me and slandering me and defaming me, Hi, Michael Clifford Cousy. No, I'm not a stalker, asshole. What I am is offended. Like, mega offended. Not that big a deal, since a lot of people get offended. But reverse sexism that dramatically impacts my ability to work, earn money, and get hugs both for me and my dick, or both, it's not cool. Do you know why it's not cool? It's an embarrassment. It's stupid. It's caused a number of problems and revealed security features to certain ways and means that I don't have any fucking reason to fucking know, douchebag, but now I know them. Putting extra pressure on me to keep my mouth shut about things and putting a fucking target on my back that I guess these fucking stupid cop niggers can fucking see from fucking orbit. So, unless you wanted to have your friend lit up like a Christmas tree while you're busy trying to tell people that I'm fucking mentally ill, dickwad, you might have overshot the mark. On the bright side, this does certainly explain all the glass knives disappearing and makes it worth getting a free shiatsu. Now, I don't know what the fuck the reality is, which is kind of the purpose of this whole narrative sweeping thing. But I'm here to warn all of you, or both of you, or just you. Hi. Since I was the one who was played by a woman who was dead or pretended to be, and a ghost, and another woman who was teased and used, and another who, either through drug use or hypnotic programming or legitimate emotional trauma, turned into a nervous fucking wreck that was then later sold off to some mushroom slaving gang. Basically, it's a severe violation of federal law that I would report, except number one, oh well, it's obviously funny for me, and number two, one of you is well served and the other one has learned a lesson. He's just mentally ill. Cop nigger, I'm also good in bed. Not that you would know what that looks like. Kiss your grits. Click.